first book. In the second book, they go to the ocean, and...
I've been to the real ocean.
You've been to the real ocean? Which one?
I've been to Hawaii.
What? Jillian King Cargyle began STEM READ as an extension of NIU outreach efforts on science, engineering, technology, and mathematics. In the early days, the program involved selecting compelling books and taking readers around campus to explore the sciences behind them.
We'd take them to cool places like the observatory or the psychology labs, and we had them looking at slime mold and lots of different things. And then we said, oh, we really need to take this online, and it kind of grew from there.
It started small, with about 5 children, but now encompasses about 850 readers. Yet much of STEM READ's selection was limited to teen novels. King Cargyle wanted to reach out to younger children and decided to write a book of her own. The book was going to cover tornadoes, and she was well acquainted with a storm expert at Argonne National Lab. However, she found that books about storms were somewhat limited in scope.
They fell into two rough categories. One was true life stories about tornadoes, and they were very terrifying. It was like the baby was the only one left alive. And the other side of that was they were more metaphors. The storms weren't really storms. It was like your grandmother blowing you a kiss from heaven.
Instead of these two extremes, King Cargyle wanted a fast-paced adventure story that still took storms seriously. And for a protagonist, she chose a plush rabbit with a bear on his shirt.
Our stuffed bunny is the main character, and he always gets separated from his boy Jack, and he has to meet other toys and then find a way to think his way back to Jack.
For the first book, Bear the Bunny gets left outside during a storm and gets sucked up by a tornado with Sadie Scientist, a doll belonging to Jack's sister. The dialogue between Bear and Sadie brings in facts about tornadoes, and both eventually make it back to their owners. King Cargyle says Bear's curiosity plays an important role.
The bunny is a little bit fluff-brained and he doesn't always know what he's doing, and so he can ask the silly questions that we might all have in our heads.
Response to the first book, The Toy and the Twister, was quite positive.
We premiered it at the DuPage Children's Museum, and we had Doug Sisterson there from Argonne, and everybody really liked it, and they said, hey, this should be a series, and I said, hey, okay.
From there, King Cargyle would write 2 more books, introducing Tidal Life by having Bear swept up by seagulls.
Hungry seagulls screeched and swooped at the potato chips. I'm Pirate Jack and this is our snack, Jack yelled. Our Bear shouted in his bravest pirate voice, go away, gulls! But the birds didn't seem to understand Toy. The biggest seagull of all snatched Bear up in its beak. Bear, Jack yelled, come back!
Or discuss solar power and kinetic energy by joyriding in an RC car.
Whoosh! Bear and Sunny sped down Scary Summit. The wind whipped Bear's floppy fabric ears. How are we going so fast, Sunny yelled. We're not in the sunlight yet. It's a different kind of energy, Bear yelled, like sliding down a slide. Bear and Sunny shot out of the shade. I'm charging, Sunny cheered.
Jack is not always very good with his toys, but he loves them, but he's not always the most responsible kid.
Nonetheless, King Cargyle says the books have garnered interest from a wider variety of kids than she expected.
I have lots of times when I'm doing story times at the libraries, the little kids will kind of walk up, and they'll put their head on my knee and just kind of look at the picture closer. And older kids like them too. I've read in schools for up to 6th grade, and the older kids really want to know how I wrote the book, and they want to know more of the creative writing side of it.
At her library readings, King Cargyle often includes extra activities, such as drawing various tide pool creatures, or racing matchbox cars down cardboard ramps to go with the toy in the test drive.
That one hit a sister. All right, what do you think? Should we make another ramp too?
Yeah.
Let's make a not quite as steep ramp.
Though it's not explicitly a science lecture, Teresa Winterbauer, director of youth services at the DeKalb Library, likes the combination.
Because of the Common Core, science, nonfiction, we're trying to emphasize more of that. And Jillian does a great job reading with the kids. She has a real rapport with the children. So we've been very happy with her programs.
Publicizing these books isn't as straightforward as other titles. Since the primary focus of NIU Press is academic works, King Cargyle says there are other opportunities.
A lot of the publicity comes from word of mouth. Teachers who have been to a STEM read training session and love the books and brought them back to our classroom, or librarians who we've met with and get asked for the book from the kids. So it's growing.
The Stuff Bunny series currently comprises 3 books, but its future is uncertain because of state budget cuts. Nevertheless, the books remain popular at local libraries, and King Cargyle continues to promote science through STEM Read. But if she has a chance to write another book in the series, King Cargyle says it would probably involve dinosaurs. I'm Chase Cavanaugh, WNIJ News.